This Husey, Ed and Darren podcast was made just for you. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight, who have everything you need for Christmas.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
Husey, Ed and Darren, that's right. Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
I'm gonna ask the question. Who wants a $500 beauty pack
bundle?
From Sephora.
Yeah. $500. You call right now, 131060.
Goodness
you
me.
You call for a $500 beauty bundle. A bundle's more than a pack, isn't it?
That's what I mean. It's bundles. Better. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like bundle. Yeah. It's, I think, between 5 and 9 items. Pack is kind of up to 5.
Wow. That's interesting. Oh, yeah. See
what you've
done
there. I
think
we're getting more than 9 items in our my bundle. Well,
but depends, also, I think, yeah. But what about a flat pack? They can have up to 700 items in one of those awful IKEA. IKEA is a great place, but goodness knows I don't want to put it together.
That's torture.
No, neither do I. Mm. I would say you must. This is almost a shipping container's worth of beauty product.
Well done.
You know?
Yep.
One that can float down the Hawkesbury. Causing untold damage.
That's
wild ride.
Yeah. We'll smack a few boats if you let the container go down Hawkesbury.
Good luck.
People are going to lose their boats.
Good luck to all the places that are flooding at the moment, actually.
Of course, yeah.
So I know that Aaron drove through a few on the weekend.
Well, no, I didn't actually.
Well, you
different
I was
way,
going to, yes, but then where I was going was flooded out, so couldn't that go that change. Way. So you know what? Turned around.
Still
head
took
north.
The risk, I believe. Still
Absolutely
took the risk.
I did.
She still
high
drove,
risk taker.
She drove through floodwater.
Which no. we well, no, I did not drive through floodwater. No. There was not 1 ounce of floodwater throughout Eddie. I instead you. Went north up towards the like, Hunter.
Thank you.
All right. Sure. She did not drive through
no,
floodwater.
No, let's not do that. Tell you what, safer ground today, Prime Minister Kamal Air Fryers.
Kamal is not the Prime Minister, though.
Yeah, so there was
Prime
a list.
Kamal.
Yeah, you forgot to pause in between each one of those titles.
It was poor. Hey.
All right, well, then you do something.
The Prime Minister's
You're in charge.
No, but you said Prime Minister Kamal.
Yeah, and then Air Fryer at the end, like that was his last name.
Kamal.
Prime Minister Kamal Air Fryer.
Never know. No,
my brother's going to be on, actually.
Your brother, Mick?
He's the captain of air fryers.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Lewis, what about that superstar all the way from Stockholm?
Oh,
he'll tell us all about what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Nick Coatsworth, he's coming up. What about him? He's the bloody expert in all these
In fact, he's rumoured to be potentially Eden Monero running in that seat. We can ask him. Not that anyone listening here really cares.
Hughes yet, Darren. Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM. You're number one for Eden Monero updates.
This is AFM Morning Crew. Hughes, Ed and Aaron.
So, that is interesting.
It is. It was very interesting.
Yeah. Now, I thought about something yesterday, and I thought, I'm going to put this on the internet and see how it goes.
Oh.
It caused a lot of controversy because people don't like to hear the truth.
No, they don't.
My truth involves illness.
Oh.
No, it's a good news story.
Oh, okay.
I have not had a common cold, and it's called the common cold because it's common.
Yes, that's right.
I haven't had a common cold since, I reckon, October 2019. So over 2 years.
I have to say that's a very, very good effort. And do you put that down? What do you put that down to? As an anti-vaxxer, what do you put that down to?
I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
Sorry?
You watched me get the AstraZeneca live on this very radio show.
It didn't look like there was anything in the plunger.
Oh, come on, mate. Get Dr. Tan or back on.
My.
Dr. Van.
Dr. Van.
Yeah. I don't know Dr. Tan, but I'm happy to meet them. Sounds like a solarium that's been closed down some time ago.
Well, yeah. Well,
for
I'm
good
not,
reason.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'm not here to promote solariums.
I know that.
They're illegal.
I get
it. What is with you today? But solariums, driving through floodwaters, like you are off tap.
I know.
This is what I'm saying.
I'm a truth.
No, you know what it is? Aaron's back on Facebook, and this is what happens to people who are on Facebook.
See, Ed, I got excited that he was off Twitter, that he'd moved on from Twitter, but this is worse.
I put
5G.
I actually put this statement about the common cold
Here
and the
go.
Fact I haven't had one. Put that on Twitter. Because I thought, I'm not doing this stuff on Facebook. I'm doing this.
If
I ever
Twitter
do
stuff.
This stuff, I'll do it on Twitter. Mm. But a lot of people came at me.
With what?
With all sorts of bizarre theories as to why I haven't had a cold or, you know. And is it the fact that we have been quarantining people for 2 years? Is it for the fact that we're wearing masks?
Washing our hands.
On and off. And I have not been washing my hands that much lately. I'm not going to lie.
No, I know. It's worn off for me, the novelty of it, a little bit.
But I'll tell you what, you haven't had gastro as well. So you've got to remember, Aaron, that we had a gastro man, a sting that we would play because he got it so much.
Oh,
and then
God,
just
really?
Sort of spread it around the country.
I have not had gastro for a long
and
time.
And he just hasn't had it.
I haven't had gastro.
My God.
Is this, because I'm plant-based, that was the question. I didn't ask the question. I said, well, I don't know, mate. Talk to people.
All right, here we go. Marion from Campbelltown, when was the last time you had the common cold?
The last time I had the common cold was probably about 2 weeks ago, but before that it was about 2 years, so only recently.
But you grabbed one 2 weeks ago. Apart from the pandemic hitting, has there anything else changed in your diet over the last 2 years?
No, not really. Maybe a bit more alcohol, but that's about it.
You're pickled. Can't get in there, Marion.
But she's two weeks. Yeah. My streak's 2 years. I've had a snot-free 2 years.
So, is this a sneaky vegan recruitment?
I'm here to ask questions.
All right.
I'm here to ponder life.
You're here to, I've got to do my own research. I hear that a lot. Chelsea from Glenwood. When was the last time you had the common cold?
The common cold at least 6 months ago.
Let me ask you a question. Had you had a chicken leg just before it? Was it a...
Definitely
you had,
not.
No.
I was a six times a year cold person for the first almost 50 years of my life.
Yeah, you were.
I would have colds. I was full time on the pseudoephedrine like I was a bike.
It was awesome.
There's chemists around Sydney who I was on a watch list.
True.
And I would go in and go, you back again, mate. Yep. We can't keep giving you this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need it. Have a listen to me.
Exactly.
You know, I'm nasally.
Yeah.
So
is that you, Chelsea? Are you bang up for pseudoephedrine?
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. All
right. Are you plant-based, are you, Chelsea? You, Chelsea? You plant-based?
A little bit.
Yeah, well, thank you, Chelsea.
All right, I'll send you a DM. All right, here's Jen from Parramatta. Jen, when was the last time you had the common cold?
I am ridiculously healthy, more than 10 years.
Wow. All right, we're going to clap you in as our winner.
You're the healthiest person in Parramatta, Jen, which is a fair effort.
Thanks.
Even more so than Jim Dimmick.
But what do you put it down to?
I want to live the longest, healthiest, best life I possibly can. I'm a mum and I've got grandkids and I just want to live a really healthy life. So
well, give us a tip. Hang on. She's had grandkids running in and out of her lounge room over the last 10 years and none of them have given her the cold.
Well, give us a tip, Jen. Give us a tip.
Absolutely not. I think actually it's a lot of water and exercise and eating super well. And I am not plant-based, but I'm borderline vegetarian.
Whoa, so do you indulge, though? Like, do you still have moments where you have a few drinks and you know, have a few sneaky treats, or are you just like this all the time?
Oh, God, you couldn't live without some sneaky treats. Three gin salads last night.
Yeah, see, that's my kind of girl.
But
then 4 litres of water and no hangover.
That's amazing.
Up.
Yes.
Water. We're going with water. I'm drinking a lot of water as well. Water is the answer. There you go.
Sephora beauty bundles for everyone we spoke to. Everyone we speak to on Air 13 1060 today gets a Sephora beauty bundle.
And the average length of time before someone's had a cold apparently is 3.3 years.
So you're under that. Way under that. You're a sickly man.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
On the weekend, an extra part of our show comes out for our friends who've got the listener app, LASTNR.
Yeah,
and
which is free to download.
Si, senor.
And it involves Aaron's mate.
Yes.
Who Aaron brought her to the table.
Yeah, teed us up with Samantha X, who is Australia's number one best-selling author / escort / businesswoman / journalist / now mentor to other people getting into the sex work industry.
Now, Aaron, do you know how she felt? You couldn't be there for the interview.
No.
Do you know how that she felt after the interview?
I haven't kind of received feedback on that, but I assume you guys would have been how you normally are with most people. So
can you text her now? Can
you want me to ask her?
Yeah, just say, it was. Were they okay?
Actually, did you guys, I forgot to follow up. Did you ask her real tacky kind of pervy questions? Or did you actually
ask her? No, I did realise at the end of the interview, she'd been laughing at our jokes and I thought, I reckon she's had a fair bit of training, laughing at men's jokes that she's not enjoying.
She made us feel special.
She actually did. Aww. And I
felt like the only two men in the world.
She does that for a living. Yeah.
Speaking about that, here's a little taste. When Hughesy asked a very tactful question of Samantha, what are the other skills you need to be very, very good in her one of her lines of work?
So you've got to have kindness, basically, to do the work you do.
Absolutely. You have to, you meet all kinds of men from all walks of life, you know, and they all have a different story. And that's what I was addicted to, listening to their stories. Yep. And a lot of men struggle. And, you know, I've seen many men sit on the couch and cry. And goodness. You can't just roll your eyes and go, yeah, yeah, give me the money. You just, you know, you have to be present, you have to be grounded, and you have to be genuine. And, you know, men aren't stupid. They can pick up if you're just there for the money. And it's almost like therapy. What it is like therapy, to be
yes,
honest.
Of course.
And that's what I wrote my books about, really. And I think that's the thing people don't really know about this industry. It's we're psychologists.
Have you gone so far as to get some? You've been doing some study in this world, I believe.
I did. Yeah, I did do half a diploma in counselling, but then I realised I was doing it anyway in my job.
And
I thought, why? I don't want to get paid, you know, a couple of $100, and I could get paid a lot more. Would I already doing it?
But you're actually providing a brilliant and beautiful service and helping the mental health of a lot of men.
Yeah, and it certainly made me think again. You know what I love about her, apart from everything else, is her presence. She's in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
She's not.
No.
You know who, Aaron, who that reminds me of, and you've probably had experiences before?
Shane Warne.
Yes.
Yep.
Really?
Aaron,
Shane Warne.
When you're at a function and Shane Warne is talking to you, you know where most people at functions, they're talking
their
and they're
looking. Their eyes are darting. They're looking for
someone more interesting, someone who's going to help them more, someone who's just, who makes them feel better than you do.
Yeah. I'm always looking for Nadia Bartel.
Yeah. Well,
and
exactly.
Her plate.
Well, you know what? Warney's not doing that.
No.
Warney is looking at you.
See, that surprises me. And I know Shane and he's lovely and I've chatted to him a few times just through work, but I don't recall that real intense, you're the only person alive in the room thing. But that's a great testament to his character.
Weird. I can't believe that he's doing me than you.
Well, no, maybe he has. I just don't remember.
But you know why? Because you weren't doing it. You were the one looking over Warney's shoulder.
Yeah, there it is.
Looking for Viv Richards or someone.
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
It's all over the news. Two positive Omicron variant COVID cases detected on a flight from Africa, landed in Sydney. And what does that all mean?
Well, let's go not to Twitter, but to an expert, Dr. Nick Coatsworth, infectious disease physician. Nice to speak to you again, Doctor.
G'day, Ed. How are you all?
Good.
Frightened.
We need to know what our panic level should be. Yeah. Out of 100, what should our panic level be about this, Dr. Nick?
Whatever it is at the moment, just dial it back until we get some more information. And that's really what it's all about. It's very early at the moment. There are some encouraging signs about Omicron. There's also some worrying signs. But it's certainly nothing that anyone needs to panic about at the moment.
What are the things that might make us feel a bit better, and what are the things that might make us not feel so good? You talk about the signs. Can you give us a couple of them?
Yes. So this spike protein, which attaches to our cells and our lungs, that's got over 30 mutations in the new Omicron variant. And it's the mutations that we worry might make the virus fitter, transmit easier, or even escape the vaccine and make the vaccine less effective. So that's the most worrying thing.
Yeah.
But really, that's all we've got to go on at the moment, because nothing is sort of playing out in real life yet, except that it seems to be spreading a bit quicker in South Africa.
Yeah.
Now, the couple of people who tested positive to it came from South Africa. They were traveling. Yeah. So and they were asymptomatic, though. Dr. Nick, I was online last night. Asymptomatic, the word was trending. So I clicked on that. And there's a number of what seemed like reputable doctors saying that if you're asymptomatic, you're either less likely to transmit it or you don't transmit it.
It's harder, Hughesy. It's harder to transmit because if you're, say you're sitting next to someone on a plane or a row two in front, three behind, something like that, and the asymptomatic person is just sitting there breathing away, then they're obviously not coughing, spluttering, sneezing. And if you're not propelling large amounts of virus into the air, then it's true that you're less likely to transmit. You can still acquire it off someone who's asymptomatic, but the contact has to be a lot closer and more prolonged.
So it's a lot less likely, or has there been a study done on it, or do you know?
No studies. It is less likely, but the most protection obviously is if that asymptomatic person is vaccinated, and the people around them who are the exposed people are vaccinated, then it becomes really unlikely to transmit. Actual fact, COVID's really hard to transmit in an aircraft. We've definitely proven that. It's just not that easy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's going to be interesting with there's two people on this flight from, from I think Doha.
Yeah,
or
Doha, yeah.
So if no one else on that flight ends up with that, with this new variant.
Omicron.
Well, no. Well, that's a little study, isn't it? Just saying because they're on the flight for many hours with those people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. One other thing that I think is important to point out is that for all the things that could be bad about Omicron, so we're worried that it might escape the vaccine immunity or it might be more severe. On the other side of the ledger, if Omicron is more infectious but less severe, you actually want it in your community. You actually want it to replace Delta. So that's a really interesting thing that we've got to find out at
Great
the moment
point.
As well.
Just tell us again the way you said that, because it's been said a million different times. Omicron seems to be common use. How did you pronounce it again, Doctor?
I was going Omicron on the weekend.
Omicron, yeah.
I'm feeling more Omicron today. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
It doesn't deserve the respect of its name said well anyway.
That's right.
Doctor, one more, just on the schools that have been sort of affected by, COVID everywhere. So we had a lad stay with us on the weekend who just recovered from COVID. So it's great to see the kids are recovering well when they get COVID in general, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's a very mild disease in children, particularly those children that don't have any other medical conditions. And of course, for those kids that do have medical conditions, there's going to be a vaccine right around the corner for the 5 to 11-year-olds. But I think even for unvaccinated children, this is a very, very mild disease.
Ooh, that's relieving, isn't it? It's relieving to hear that.
Yeah, Dr. Nick Coatsworth, infectious disease physician. Always nice to speak to you. Thanks
Pleasure
for your
guys.
Time.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Dean Lewis, the new one, looks like me, sounds like this. 'Cause I need someone who loves me. And I know it don't come easily. And maybe I'm just not good enough. And live from Stockholm, the man himself joins us, Dean Lewis.
Dean Lewis, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
No, thanks for being had. Your music, it speaks to me. I know it speaks to these two as well.
Yes.
Your latest single reminds me of being in a relationship which I shouldn't have been in.
Yes.
And you wonder whether it's you. And you, when you finally get away from that relationship, you realise it was crazy and you were wasting everyone's time. Is that fair to say, Dane?
Exactly. Yeah, it was about a relationship I was in when Be Alright was kind of blowing up around the world. I kind of was on the road so much and I kind of had this kind of, I guess it was kind of a friendship that turned into something. And then it was just, it was like that. Whenever I get too close, she'd kind of pull away. And then when I'd kind of bounce out, she'd kind of come back in. That same story. And so I just put it in a song.
You wonder whether you're good enough. What's the line? You're good enough to love. To be loved.
Oh, right? Maybe I'm just not good enough at all to feel your love. That's the line.
Come on, Dean.
God. Yeah.
Now, Aaron, you can feel that song.
Well, I love and I've listened to heaps of your songs just really recently. Like Falling Up, I love. That's probably my favorite. But this new one.
They're all the favorites.
No,
there's some
children.
That.
No, I can't say
no,
that.
No, you can't say that.
Dean, am I allowed to say that
Dean?
I have a favorite song?
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. I love it.
Thanks
love
so
it.
Much, Dean.
I love it. I think it's
Thank
great.
You. Thank you so
all right,
much.
All right.
Where do you, is it generally love that inspires you to write? Like where do you generally get your material from? Is it your own experiences?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all just really my own experiences. But I always think you can write a lot of stuff from like one, you can write like a whole album or two albums off one heartbreak, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what you want.
I feel
that's
what,
you want,
that's
what
I do. Happy songs, honestly, who wants to listen to a happy song? If you're a happy song, it's so much harder to connect.
Really
because
hard.
If you have an emotional sad song, like, you connect to the heart, whereas if it's a happy song, it just has to be, like, you have to be, like, twice as good.
Yes.
So, like, I'm not.
Really
so
good
I'm just,
twice think about the great R.E.M., their happiest song, Shiny Happy People. They don't want to play that. They didn't want to play Shiny Happy People.
But then ironically, Radiohead's real downer creep. They don't want to play that either.
Yeah. Well, that's when I had that. Yeah, they REM's probably got so much money, they just like. They've had like 13 hits. That's when you become arrogant when you have more than 10.
Oh, mate, you're getting there. That's good.
Dean Lewis is getting there. But you are in Stockholm as we speak, which is. The world feels like it's got Stockholm syndrome, I believe.
Good
that's
job.
Why, you know, some unpopular leaders keep getting re-elected. But what is going on in Stockholm COVID-wise?
Actually, they're pretty chill over here. Like, I did a show the other night and no one's really – you don't have to wear a mask over here. Everyone's pretty relaxed. Mm. It's been really interesting because we've been doing – obviously, I'm doing these shows in all these different European countries. You get to the airport and then, like, for instance, some places are really strict with it and then other places are not, and it's just kind of different everywhere. But they're pretty relaxed over here about it all.
So when are
Sweden,
you back in
Can I just say, hang on, Sweden was always the example of what they're doing in Sweden. They couldn't care less in Sweden. That was the...
That's true.
So, I mean, yeah, and other people were saying everyone's dead in Sweden. Is everyone dead in Sweden or not?
Dean, is everyone dead?
No, they're still here. They're still around. No, they're still, they're definitely alive.
Oh, bless. Thank God
for
that.
I'll tell you what, you heard it here first. Now, the new thing on
Aaron's got... Well, when are you coming back to Australia? What's your kind of... When can we see you play? Are you going to tour? What's the plan for all your fans here?
I think that we're going to announce like small little shows to get like to start building things up. And obviously with COVID, I think like early next year, we're going to do some and then going to come back for like a world tour like next year sometime, like mid next year or something.
World
we're still planning
tour.
It.
So that's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. World that's what I'm talking about.
What's the point of a tour if it's not the world?
I hear that.
And I prefer Sydney Leagues clubs myself, but that's just me.
Horses for courses, mate. Horses for courses.
The NRL's gone now, isn't it? They changed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's changed its name, but it's still the same great venue, my friend. Exactly. Don't you worry about that. You two, you can do a night there, you two. Dean Lewis, Looks Like Me is the new single. It is always a pleasure, bro. Nice to speak to you.
Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Husey, Ed, and Aaron.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed, and Aaron.
You're bringing in the big guns, yeah? Because you've got the big questions to be answered.
Mate, Cyber Monday is here, the Black Friday, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, do I, don't I? The air fryer. Is it a revolution or is it a scam?
Is it already over?
Well, that's what I mean.
Is it like one of those cryptos that is, you know, just
fallen
by the wayside?
Can you not
mention
crypto? That's really triggering right now.
God, that is dry. For the eye... The ass has fallen out of
Well, I thought in 6 months I'd be able to quit every job I have and just move to Bermuda.
Yeah, I get it.
But not looking likely.
Here for a while.
Unfortunately,
What do you want? As a man who knows value, he was annoyed when a Hills hoist fell over after Mick Hughes, Husey's brother. Mick, how long had you had the Hills hoist before it broke and you were annoyed?
Yeah, I reckon about 15 years.
Yep. And he thought that wasn't long enough.
That wasn't good value.
I agree, though. 15 years is not long enough for a Hills hoist to...
What does it do again, a Hills hoist? It carries stuff?
Dries clothes.
It's clothesline.
Yeah, it's Australia's number one invention ever.
Yeah, and the internet, the World Wide
Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Mick, I thought I'd come to you. I know you know these things. Mm-hmm. You're a man of the people. You're a man of bargains. An air fryer. Yes or no?
Yes. Can't go past one.
So,
Had blue grenadier for tea last night in the air fryer. 4 minutes each, I banged on.
Blue grenadier?
No smell throughout the house.
No smell. Is that battered? Are you battering the fish or is it a...
Oh, it's fish.
No. Pandeco, lightly fish coating. A light tray oil each side and bang.
Was that an
under
oven?
Under the range hood, you're done.
The range hood of the air fryer.
No, my range hood. Like, you know,
the car.
On top of you.
Yeah, the extractor. The extractor that takes away the air.
The extractor.
No, you put the air fryer underneath the extractor just in case some fish smell escapes.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yes.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Look at you two. How rich are you and Aaron? Aaron doesn't know what a Hills hoist is. You think a range hood is a $400,000 car? What's happened to you two?
No, mine's not a result of richness, I'm telling you that right now.
A couple of crypto creeps, Nick. How about that?
So,
get yourself, if you haven't got an air fryer, get yourself an air fryer. You can get
this steak,
you can even cook vegan burgers in one.
You can cook a vegan burger.
This is a sales pitch. How much are they then? What's the outlay for these air fryers?
Nick, what are they worth?
About $100.
Oh, yeah, right.
Gee, it's cheap.
Hang on, Mick. No, you two don't know. You two were just banging on about crypto. Now, Mick, is that good value?
It is good value, yes. Yes, Ed.
So I've got a message here that you sent to our producer saying that that you cooked a great Southern air fried chicken drumstick with crinkle cut chips and it went well.
All the time, I do it all the time. There's no no, I don't go to the KFC anymore.
Oh my god! Hang on,
as good as KFC. As good as KFC.
Are you now, Mick?
No,
hang on, Mick.
Oh, that's controversial.
This is controversial statements, Mick. Are you sure?
I'm positive. Oh. I can do a half a dozen drumsticks for like $4, and if you go to KFC, you get one or two for $6.
Well, I mean, you can't. Yeah, you can't argue with that value. But this
what
is another
the
one.
What about
spices,
that... though? What about the spices? The secret spices.
No. Air fry it. The taste is better.
Oh,
it's better
on the outside. Crisp on the outside, juicy on the inside. Your drumsticks are beautiful.
Mick, do you remember?
One. If you haven't got the air fryer, get one. Telling you.
Can I just say, on the subject of KFC, Mick? Do you remember that for our birthday, once a year? Back in the day, Mum would put us in the Kingswood, and where would we drive for our birthday, our once-a-year treat, Mick?
KFC?
Yeah, once a year.
He wasn't convincing. That wasn't convincing.
We would get KFC once a year.
Yeah.
Once a year. Yeah. Now Mick's having it every day, but better.
No, I'm not having it every day, but I'm making my own.
Making his own. What about Mum's topside beef roast, which he was trying in the air fryer, and you were concerned?
I was, but she did it a bit long. But now she's got the book, she's right.
Now Mick sent a text saying Ed needs to get this book. Mick, give the book a plug. What's it called?
Air fryer quality.
Yeah, air fryer quality. 225 wow. plus healthy recipes in the air fryer.
Yeah, but it's air fryer healthy. That's what the book's called.
Oh, healthy, I mean,
yeah. Yeah,
whatever.
It's not quality. We're going to Google this, mate.
Whatever,
they're going to Google air fryer quality, and they're going to come up with a different book, air fryer healthy. Thank you, Mick. Does he get the beauty pack?
Now,
Mick,
by being on air, you get a $500 beauty bundle from Sephora. Do you want it?
No, give it to someone who deserves it.
Oh, Mick.
What?
What a guy.
Someone else who calls us about air fryers gets that bundle that Mick doesn't want.
13 10 60. If you're in love with your air fryer.
Unbelievable.
He's turned a corner.
Who couldn't afford to buy a nose spray or something?
What? Hang on, get yourself an air fryer. It's worth it.
Yes, Aaron.
MQs.
This is someone who makes me wee outside to save water when I'm at his house.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
There is one item that just keeps telling me to buy it.
Yeah, it's the air fryer.
Come on.
And my brother, Mick, who's 52 and makes cheese for a living.
Yep. Is he single?
Single and lifetime supply of Cracker Barrel. Could be yours if you get involved there, but he's a tough nut to crack. Because he's not letting just anyone in because he's got a fair stake of cash behind him and he don't want to split it. I'd say prenup.
Wait, why has he got so much cash?
Say prenup. Because he's not spent, apart from the air fryer, he hasn't bought a thing in his life.
He also was very upset that a Hill's hoist broke after 15 years. That sort of speaks to the man. But I'm thinking about investing today. Is it a good idea or is it one of those things, just put it there and never use it again?
Matt from Penrith, what should Ed do? Should he buy the air fryer?
Definitely buy it. I've had mine for over 10 years, and it's like insane, the best part of the thing about the kitchen.
The big thing with Mick was saying is that he can make fried chicken better than KFC. What do you say to that?
Well, I made chicken Kiev last night, and instead of preheating the oven and then waiting for that to happen, then you have to throw it in. You pretty much chuck it in, 20 minutes, it's done, and it's just as good, if not better.
Chicken Kiev is easily the hardest thing in the world to make. It's either burnt on the outside and frigid in the middle, or the Kiev part is so hot and volcanic, Aaron, that it burns not only your mouth, but everyone else's mouth around you.
Is that the butter thing, the garlic butter when you bite it in?
Kiev done right.
Do you know what they are, Matt?
Is the best thing.
They're pregnant with flavour, aren't they?
Yeah. Can I say, a vegan chicken Kiev is good as well.
Matt, tell him to shut up. Matt, this is your chance to tell Dave Hughes to shut up.
Tell a vegan to shut up.
Shut up, Yuzi.
Oh, yeah. God, that was good.
Oh, that felt good.
It didn't feel like he was forced into that either. It felt like he wanted to do that.
I got it out there, I'm telling you.
$500 beauty bundle for a man who deserves it. Here's Elisa from Marsden Park.
I think it's Alyssa, mate.
I don't know.
Is it Alyssa?
It's Elisa.
It's kind of like a hybrid of what the two of you said, to be honest. It's a little bit in the middle.
She met in the middle. What about air fryers?
I can cook a whole roast in an air fryer. I love it.
Oh, God, a whole roast, not half a roast. Not two-thirds of roast. Not
what
seven
kind
eighths.
Of roast? Like a chicken or a pig or a cow?
So I normally do the pork roast because you get a really good crackling.
No, but the meat is still juicy, yeah?
Shut up, you.
Yeah.
Stop trying to relate to people with your juicy meat.
These are real people. These are real people. Leave these real people alone.
Well, I can still tell them.
No, actually, just sit this one out, eh?
Hey, can you do vegetables in it? That's a good question. Lisa, what to do for... Can you do a roast tatty?
You definitely can.
Oh, don't help
roast him. Tatey. Did you say tatey? Roast tatey. Five? Roast tatey.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
And he's angry.
I'm a cold water guy now. You know that. I'm having cold water showers every morning. They're waking me up. Yep. So
you're Vim Hughes.
The weather's not great, but I thought I'm going to get my swimmers on.
Oh, no.
And hit the beach yesterday.
What happened?
So I do that.
Yeah.
And I go into that cold water.
Yeah.
And I'm invigorated. You know what? I feel like a man.
You are a man.
Or a woman. I feel like a human.
Yep.
Yes. I come out of the water and a little dog runs up to me.
Okay.
Little puppy, a little cavoodle type puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Try to give it a pat.
Oh.
And then the owner of said puppy follows it up.
Oh.
And she, a young woman, says, sorry about him. She said, you look like a dad. He loves dads.
And?
I look like a dad.
That's dad bod. Yeah.
It was a disgusting thing to say.
Oh.
What do you assume about me that looks like a dad? My so saggy boobs.
Is that what
look
it
like
was?
They've been sucked dry.
I think she was coming
on
you.
Okay, wait, that's really, sorry, as a woman, when your boobs get sucked dry is a beautiful, beautiful part of life.
I feel as though.
Why is that negative?
I feel as though she was coming on to you. She was looking for a sugar daddy. She was coming on to you, man. She used a dog as bait.
She didn't say you look like a sugar daddy. She said you look like a dad. And I thought, can't his body be a non-dad? Is it my stretch marks? Does it look like I've lost the will to live?
Wait a minute.
I look completely exhausted. I look completely worn out.
It's all of those things.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe she thought I was...
Yeah. What? Oh, no, she didn't think that.
No, she certainly didn't think that. But I've got to pick you up on something, and I don't know if I should do it now and just later.
Do it. What, do you want to pick me up
mate,
on?
Mate, you spent 10 hours berating old mate Anthony Albanese for patting a dog, and you've just said myself, the dog ran up to me, I went down and tried to pat it.
Yeah, but it was a little dog.
Oh, for the love of God. The
dog came up to me. It came to me, you know. I didn't go up to the dog. And it was off the lead. It was fair game.
You've been caught out. You've been caught out.
I've been caught
badly.
Out being inconsistent.
You have
focus
totally
on me
inconsistent.
And my body issues that I've got, you know. So anyway, there you go. What?
No, I'm just trying to think about you bending over and your boobs smacking the puppy in the face.
In the wind.
The Today FM morning crew. Hughesy, Ed and Aaron.
Our very own Aaron Molan is featuring in the news did yesterday when the Prime Minister, who we were about to speak to, he announced something. This is Peter Overton on Channel 9 News talking about it.
The Prime Minister wants to force social media titans to unmask anonymous online trolls and make the companies legally liable for any abuse. He's also pledging to throw Commonwealth dollars behind individual defamation actions in a bid to make the internet safer.
Yeah, absolutely right. And he joins us on the line right now, Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're great.
Hey, Aaron.
Buddy. Now, Erin should be proud because this has moved forward, this law that she is a big part of.
Yeah, no, well, this is the second phase of this. We've already done the Online Privacy Act, which, you know, Erin, I call it Erin's Law. And
hey.
But now we're moving to the next phase, which is to unmask the trolls and to hold social media companies to account for what's published on their sites. And if they won't tell us who has posted that information, then then we will treat them as the publisher and they'll be liable for what was said. And as you heard in that report there, we'll be looking at cases that the Commonwealth Government, the Attorney General, can get in behind to make sure that we fight it in the courts as much as we make the laws in the Parliament. Because what we want the social media companies to do is change how they do business. We want them to make the online world safe. I mean, they built this thing. They need to make it safe. So our kids, you know, our sisters and our partners and everyone else, our aunts and uncles and mums and everybody can be safe online, and they're not safe enough now, and we really need to fix this because I think it is really corroding our society.
Absolutely. It's really smart as well, PM, I think, to put the onus on these big social media companies, because I've never understood how myself at Channel 9, if I go on air and say something, I'm absolutely responsible for that, as is my company. As a publisher, more people are looking at social media sites and reading that content than half the bloody news sites in the country. I just think this is really smart. Put the onus on them and they will change. If they think they're going to be up for millions of dollars in potential defamation action, they will act swiftly. It's the only thing that motivates these companies is money.
Yeah, I think. Look, I think that's right. You've got to change how they build these things, and they have the protections built in. There's also in the bill there is a, you know, there has to be a proper process where people can get in touch with them, ask them to take things down. They have to be responsive to that, and we hope that most of the issues are resolved at that level before it gets to something a lot more serious. But they do need to know if they're belligerent about it, then we'll turn up with one of these on one of these cases and throw everything that the Commonwealth has behind the case. And I'm also pushing it with other countries around the world. I've spoken to the President of Indonesia about this. I've spoken to other European leaders about it, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. They're all facing the same problems. And so we've got a similar issue. And if we all work together, then I think they will change how they do things. And if you say it in the real world, you're held accountable. Well, if you say it online, you should be held accountable as well. Free speech isn't being able to hide in your basement and be a masked troll.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But also the trolls may not have any money, so suing them might be useless. But if you can sue Facebook, who have billions, then there's some money to be made. Well, I mean, it's not about money. But I
don't know if that's quite the intent of the government to help people like you make money.
He's a lawyer.
I think I could make an absolute fortune. I may not be here tomorrow. I think we've just...
What he's saying is he wants to be trolled. That's what he's saying, Prime Minister. Quick one. Now, my quick one from Prime Minister, we've got this Omicron or whatever we want to call it, the new variant.
Yeah.
International borders for Christmas. That's all I'm hearing about. What are we thinking here?
What's the latest?
Well, this isn't the first variant we've had. So I think it's important we all remain pretty calm over this. We've had 13 new variants of this virus over the course of the pandemic. This one, at present, we don't know enough about it, but we do know it's of concern. We've had plenty of other variants of concern. It doesn't appear to be any worse in terms of the severity of the illness. We also have an 86.7% double dose vaccination rate in Australia.
Yes.
Our borders are already closed. So our borders are not open at the moment, only to Singapore and to New Zealand. Everywhere else, it's only Australian residents and citizens who can return. So those who were tested positive, who'd been in those countries in Southern Africa, they were Australians. And so we don't shut our borders to our own citizens. So our borders are not open. We'll be considering what we'll be doing over the next month. But we're keen to just sort of keep some perspective here. We want to remain safely open. And so we're going to be very cautious. I'm getting all the premiers and chief ministers together over the next 48 hours.
Oh, yeah, no. Don't do it.
Can we just say... Look, there's two cases, asymptomatic cases in Sydney at the moment. Can we keep the New South Wales border? Can other states not lock New South Wales out? Can you be adamant about that?
Well, this is what we're going to discuss when we get together. But the main point of getting together is I just want them all to have the same information that I have. And so we're all working off the same song sheet. We're all working off the same expert medical advice. And we can have a genuine discussion, as we have over several years now. And let's not forget, all working together, we've got one of the lowest fatality rates in the world, one of the highest vaccination rates in the world, and one of the strongest economies in the world to come through the pandemic. So, you know, no response is perfect, but you put those three things together and Australia's done pretty well. And so we need to keep that up. But the way you do it is you don't get spooked. You just remain calm, get the best advice, make prompt decisions, talk to each other, listen to the experts and keep Australians safe.
PM, before we go, I wanted to ask you actually about Gladys Berejiklian and potentially Warringah. You made some pretty strong comments about her in Parliament in her defence the other day, which I loved. But I actually would rather just ask you, because I suspect you're not going to give me an entirely informative answer on that, because nothing's in stone. What are you buying, Jen, for Christmas? Are you a Christmas buyer? Like, have you already started looking up stuff? How do you work when it comes to Christmas?
I am one of the worst present buyers, I think, in the history of the world. I have tried to get presents for Jenny. We've been together since I was 16. Wow. And she basically, over a long period of time, has just said, look, let me get it. Just let me get it, okay?
I'll use your card.
She's a smart person. Yes. Absolutely.
I try. But usually on this score, it rarely hits the mark. But she does appreciate the effort, I can tell you that.
What if Erin Molan for Christmas said to you that she wants to enter Parliament? Would that be a good present, would it?
Well, I'd welcome that. I mean, I'd welcome that. If Gladys would like to as well, I mean, that's up to her. But, I mean, these are decisions that other people make. They're not decisions I make. But, of course, you know, look, I really appreciate what Erin has done on these social media. Erin, you really stood up, and I think you've seen what can happen when, you know, we take action together. And absolutely. I think this is really going to make the online world safer. So well done to you, Erin. And, you know, you never know, Erin. There may be other ones you can serve.
I'm looking forward to exploring the possibilities, Prime Minister. And thank you for your support, as always. You've been incredible on this. And we are very, very leading the world in this space. And that's thanks to you and your government. So thank you very much.
Good on you, guys.
Prime Minister,
speak to you soon. Take a lawyer for me, Husey.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Only some performers stand the test of time.
So true.
And we're about to speak to someone who embodies the test of time. A true legend. Mm-hmm. Have a listen to him.
And why so many people are unkind.
Wow. That's a voice, mate.
That is Kamal, who was on A Current Affair the other night, talking about many things, wide-ranging interview, including what he's been addicted to.
I'm consumed with internet, Facebook. I'm tweeting. I'm like a bird tweeting from morning till night. Yeah, paid a terrible price for it.
Oh, that's sad to hear, but he's not just that. He is a superstar, and he joins us. Kamal, welcome to the show.
And a very good morning to all three of you.
Oh, hello, Kamal. It's such an honor to have you on. Oh, my goodness.
It's my pleasure. By the way, Husey and I have at least one thing in common. We both have daughters, but his daughter is such a witty young lady for an 8-year-old.
Isn't she?
Well, you're referring, Kamal, to his biggest online hit. And this tells me that you have been online, because Husey's birthday card from his daughter, Tess, has gone uber viral.
It has. It made a news.com story. It's all over the internet. It was a well-written letter to me about the last couple of years, the pandemic, and how my inverted commas funny jokes helped the family get through. So,
I mean, you know, I think humor is the best medicine. I mean, without your sense of humor and without humor, we might as well be dead.
Yes. Yeah, so
very
true.
Good point.
So true.
You know, another connection.
We were our father of girls, because you say when you're father of a boy, you worry, but when you're father of a girl, you do more than that. You pray. And I've become religious. I've been religious for the last 50 years.
Oh, wow. Found religion from it. There you go.
Another connection is my mother-in-law is Sri Lankan. You're obviously Sri Lankan, Kamal. So we both have daughters who are Sri Lankan.
Wow. Well, they are the best kind, by far.
They're the best kind. Okay.
And anyway, I mean, I read what she had to write. It's brilliant. If it's all from her, she's really brilliant. Anyway.
Oh, it's all from her.
No, it absolutely is. Mark, people have been questioning whether I wrote that with my left hand. I can't write that neatly with my right hand.
Okay.
And she absolutely came up with that on her own.
Now,
my mother said, you need to. Yeah.
I think she's got to be a great competition for you, Husey.
Oh, here we go.
She can take over, mate.
Now, Kamal, the addiction to social media. Husey is also addicted to Twitter. But I was hoping that you two could get together and maybe like a little support group,
help each other. Erin's more Instagram, and it's been literally seconds
problem,
since she
though.
Checked it. No, that's so true. You're accepting
I
who you are.
I don't know what made Hughesy become addicted to social media. For me, hearing about Obama in 2008, I never dreamt I would have a chance to meet him. But not only did I meet him, I met him and had dined with him.
What?
And as a result of the inspiration, I recorded the Gettysburg Address, which he has received, but I haven't had a response yet. But Ambassador Jeff Blige was so generous about it. We still keep in touch. And because of that, it is on YouTube. Even Glenn A. Baker gave it an award in a rock and roll competition. He gave it an equal one. I mean, not too many people know about it, but what I have tried to say than sing has been more important or more anyway, that
just quickly on Obama. So you had a dinner, you ate dinner with Obama, you broke bread with him. Did he was he very present? Did he feel like he was listening to you?
In fact, there is a picture, rather an ironic picture, with him shaking my hand as firmly as he possibly could. He nearly broke it with our Prime Minister and our Treasurer side by side, ignoring me completely for the whole evening.
Wow.
So it was just,
there you go.
So just that's you
the,
and
that's
Obama.
The irony, that's the kind of irony I live with all my life. I've got the best and the worst at the same time. And well, that picture, I should put it on my Facebook, but I'll never forget that. But it was a black and white moment.
Wow.
If you'll forgive the pun.
We hear what you're saying there. So yes.
I will say, I know you on radio, you can't show the video, show the photograph. But it's there. I've never talked about it since November the 15th, 2011 was the meeting where the picture was taken. But it's there for posterity.
Well, what about you? Just on that, Kamal, maybe if you could put it on your socials, we could repost it to get back to our addictions. What about the Queen? I know you've met the Queen. Are you in touch with the Queen?
Yeah, I have met the Queen 3 times. I have a video of her responding to me in 1982, and she keeps on applauding me while her husband stopped applauding very soon. But the smile on her face, I was ready to die happy after that. That was in 1982.
Yeah,
but even more important was in 2018, I had the honor and privilege to share the poem Invictus with Prince Harry, and when at the end of it, he walked towards me with both his arms open to hug me, and I got so self-conscious of being black, I didn't want the world to see a white prince hugging a black man, so I broke it and shook his hand instead.
What?
Oh, that's intriguing.
So I got a mixed up brain, but the way we have been conditioned, you know, the white supremacy. You know, being born black is a lemon, but I've been making lemonade since.
No, wow.
Well, there's a lot going on. That's probably why people follow Kamal, because there's so much going on.
There's a lot going on. What about, Erin suggested this, and I'm for it.
Oh, no, please don't. If you're going to say that, then let me articulate it better than you ever will. Kamal, you've met the Queen 3 times. You said you could die happy having been in her presence. I know you're recently separated. She's recently
single.
Would you ever consider dating the Queen?
Lovely idea.
I bet you dating the Queen.
Yeah.
Would you be open to finding love?
What is she? 90 something. I'm 87. Only a few years apart. Yeah, I could. I mean, if she would tolerate me, I mean, if, you know, as long as she doesn't have the prejudice.
I don't think
she was brought up to think the whites are the best.
The Queen's beyond that.
I think she's
so
beyond
this
that,
could
Kamal.
Be the moment, though. The Queen and Kamal could change the world.
That's it. Kamal, it's a pleasure.
God, we love you.
We will follow you online.
Lots of
it's
love.
Always
Take
a pleasure.
Care.
Nice to speak to
Can you,
mate.
Come- come back on the show. There's so much to talk to you about. This you
Make
have not you are
to me to for me to be with the Queen again.
Yeah, we're going to. No, we'll hook you and the Queen up. Big style. Thank you, Kamal. It's a pleasure.
Cusy, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
So you might have heard in the news, but we're going to elaborate on it. Julianne Genta, MP from New Zealand, she cycled to hospital during labour. At 2 o'clock in the morning, her and her husband. In New Zealand.
Sorry.
What?
Shut it down.
Why? Didn't do it?
The Greens Party spokesperson for transport.
Well,
is that actually true, Ed? Is that actually true?
Saying it's fake news.
I'm pretty sure that the bike was being pulled by a coal-fired
train.
Maybe if you look closely.
Maybe it's one of those electric. It could be an electric bike.
Yeah, how do you charge that? You plug it into a wall. How's that wall charged?
We're not entering the climate crisis debate here. Well, for whatever, mate. She's in New Zealand.
Was she being dinked by Greta Thunberg, was she?
I think she had her.
Tunga's better get to the
Greta
airport.
Greta flies. Greta.
She had her son, another child in the front. So she actually wheeled. It's not her first rodeo.
Do you know that her bike is powered only by self-righteousness?
How dare you?
Guys, right, well, I mean.
Mate, that stuff lasts forever too. Like, you don't have to stop and recharge. You could go to bloody Townsville.
At least she's a vegan. That's what question I ask.
Oh, here we go.
Because she's not a vegan. She's not a vegan. She shouldn't even be in the Greens Party.
Pretty sure she's wearing some, looks like, yeah.
Wool.
Yeah.
Where does wool come from? Sheep.
Boo. Oh, whatever, mate. Now, the fact is, it happened no matter.
Allegedly.
Oh, whatever. The story is she's pregnant and she did something amazing.
That's true.
Now, Erin, what did you do while you're in? Did you do anything during your pregnancy where people thought, oh my God, what a hero Erin is?
Yeah.
I worked the whole way through.
Yeah, worked the whole way through.
Sat in
the
footy show. Through a tumultuous.
Listen to that.
Really bloody tough time.
So, oh, God, because people
being
are being
smashed by arseholes.
People are being mean on it. Oh, that's the footy show audience.
Just, like a nine-month child in my belly going, Mummy, what
you've got
they
your
say?
New law so that you'll be fine now.
Mate, the laws were not created to protect me from mean people, okay?
You know what? Go back and let's make some money off those people. All right. We're taking your house. You said something about Erin. You're on the street.
You said I've got a face for radio. We're taking you for everything.
Oh, God, if you can use that.
Oh, my God, you imagine.
I'll never work again.
Now,
I'm done.
Let's see some heroes. Pregnant heroes. Actual heroes. Not this green spokesperson political...
We're going to take
junterism.
We're taking the stories at face value. Get on the line. 1310.
The Today FM morning crew. Cusy, Ed and Aaron.
So Julianne Genta, MP in New Zealand. She's Greens, and so Ed is. You think that
well, this is a publicity
story.
This is a publicity stunt, and that's fine. But we can't all just be lauding it as if it's like. I mean, you've got to see for what it is. Mm-hmm.
She rode her bike with her husband to. She went into labour, then rode her bike into the hospital and had a baby. Yeah. So. So we're looking for heroes, pregnant heroes.
Actual heroes. This is no longer a hero story. This is now a publicity stunt. I want real heroes.
Serena Williams won the Australian Open preggers.
Totally acceptable.
So what an effort that was.
Pretty incredible.
Erin Molan got through the footy show, you know, and all that went along with that.
Absolutely right.
Just chock-a-block full of arms and legs.
By the way.
What's that?
Wasn't my fault.
No one said it was your fault.
What wasn't your fault?
The demise of the footy show.
No one's blaming you for the demise of the footy show.
They have.
Well, they shouldn't.
Exactly.
And if they do.
Like, look at the AFL one. That went ass over.
Exactly. I was part of that. So yeah, Sydney. Exactly.
Oh.
Whatever, mate. You know what? We're both going to be suing people who said mean things about us back in the day.
And that's fair enough. Kirsten from Blacktown doesn't care about that. Because Kirsten, you are a pregnant hero. What did you do, Kirsten?
So I had a family dinner. I was pregnant, was just a few days away from my due date, and we were at dinner together and sort of doing having contractions.
Yeah.
Turns out I did. So I had to drive myself to the hospital because my partner at the time had lost his license only 2 weeks prior.
Yeah. But
a loser.
Wow. But was he drunk at the time that you were going through this labour?
No, no, he wasn't drunk. He's definitely had a few drinks.
Yeah, I know, but no. I would just... So he wasn't... No, but I mean, could have... Even if I don't have a license, which could happen at any moment because I rack up the points for speeding, which is ridiculous. You're driving 47 kilometres an hour. Oh, for God's sake, can you lose points? What the hell's that about?
No, I'm not. At the moment, they're doing casual speeding, which means if you go 2 kilometres over, you're screwed. It's revenue raising.
You know what? If my wife is in labour and I don't have a license, I'm driving it. Sorry, policeman. I'm driving. She's my woman. Mm. I mean,
I don't know if I mean, I want to get on board, but I don't know if I can.
Renee from Penrith, you're someone's woman and you're a pregnant hero. What happened?
We got you there, Renee.
Oh, hi. Okay, with my second child, I had an elective surgery.
Yeah.
Good. And I was just a little bit had anxiety about it.
Fair enough.
So the night before I was due to go in to get a cesarean, I actually mowed the lawns.
Yeah, good.
Wow. Yeah, at night.
Yeah. Not
what
at
time
night.
Night? Been a
time
night
were you mowing the lawns? What do you reckon? What time was it?
Just like probably 5 o'clock during the day, yeah.
Oh, so it's after that.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm thinking about the neighbours who are trying to get some sleep and she's out mowing the lawn.
They were actually walking past and they're like, are you okay? You know, pushing that with, you know, I was 30 something kilos like heavy, you know, like than I usually am. And they're are you all right? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm happy, you know.
Yeah. So you should hear it. Nice baby.
Oh, could we? You can start a service. Jim's pregnant lawn mower.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I don't know. I'm just thinking here. The pandemic, mate. We're trying to get through. Can we just have one more story? I know.
Harmony from Maroubra. Now, you're a pregnant hero. What did you do at 8 months pregnant?
Hey, guys. So at 8 months pregnant, I ran the 8 kilometre Mother's Day Classic run and raised $50,000.
What a bloody legend. She's 8 months pregnant, you know, and I've got to stand up for...
4.2 kilo baby, mind you.
Should I have to stand up for people on the train who are pregnant, do you think, or not?
Oh, for God's sake.
Yes.
Tell me that so you know the answer to that.
Definitely, yes. Even if you think they may be pregnant and you're not quite sure.
Oh, no, Harmony.
That's dangerous.
Harmony, that's dangerous.
Man, please sit down. You're carrying an extra load, please.
That was Husey, Ed and Erin for Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate all your Christmas traditions this year.